Specialists at the Defense University in Brno have developed a new system for the Czech military to improve planning as well as the real-time monitoring of missions in the field in 3D. Most intriguing is that the system makes use of technology from Microsoft's Xbox gaming console but applies it to real-world situations, including the battlefield. Earlier, Jan Wellinger spoke to the head of the project, Major Petr Františ, and asked him to describe the system's strategic and tactical uses.
This system is intended to use as a visualization layer in 3D for the command and control system, which is the system that is used for battle planning and for controlling and commanding the battle. The army uses the command and control system, which is basically the big information system composed from blue force tracking, which means that we are tracking our forces in the field. And the informations are gathered in this command and control systems and are plotted to standard monitors and screens in 2D. But our system is the layer that is above and can visualize the situation in 3D. So the commander can have the overview and according to the terrain and can see the unit movement and unit positions according to the terrain and surrounding area.
And will that allow a commander to make quicker decisions or better decisions?
Yes, for sure. That can surely help the commander to make better decisions based on the knowledge of the terrain features. For example, if we can imagine the situation in Afghanistan, in the brigade planning room, the brigade staff can plan the operation using our 3D visualization systems and can have better understanding of the situation in the surrounding area where the battle is located.
This kind of thing, of course, helps make missions more accurate and at the end of the day can help save lives.
Yes, for sure. And the biggest news of this 3D visualization is that we use the Kinect sensor from Microsoft on the Xbox console, which is a brand new thing. And we compose this Kinect sensor to the 3D visualization. So the commander is not forced to use a computer mouse and a keyboard to move in this 3D terrain visualization, but can use its own body to control his path in the 3D. So by moving his hands or his body, he can easily navigate in the 3D environment.
On Czech TV, I saw that you were wearing a pair of goggles. What is their application?
Well, the 3D visualization uses the stereoscopic image projector. It's something like you can see in the 3D movies in a cinema or IMAX. So we edit the stereoscopic projection for our visualization layer. So the commander sees the terrain in stereoscopic, like for left and right eyes.
Is that surprising that something which would be, I guess, fairly low in terms of costs would have this sort of high use or this level of use?
Yes, and this is a very, very exciting, and also it's something that Microsoft appreciates and helped us because he provided the Kinect sensor and also the software development kit for us, because it's a sort of a real use for formerly gaming device that has a real advantage in the military system. As far as we know, the British military also thinks about using the Kinect sensor for the command and control systems, but I believe that we are the first one that we actually developed the application and that is running.
Petr Františ from Brno's Defense University, and he was speaking there to Jan Wellinger.